Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.
And there's a show which promises, or should that be threatens, a near future dystopia of suffering and exploitation. See all the cheery stuff here. It's coming to the Theatre Royal on Tuesday, so tomorrow, if you're listening to the live show. Songs for the End of the World combines live music with theatre for what sounds is going to be a bit of an epic performance. I spoke earlier to its creator, Dom Coyote, to find out more.
My name is Dom Coyote, and I'm the creator of Songs for the End of the World, and I play a character in it called Jim Walters, a hapless astronaut with asthma and homesickness, who gets shot off in a rocket on the day that the apocalypse hits and destroys almost everything.
Okay, it's sounding like it's not a terribly cheerful kind of show.
Well, funnily enough, it sort of is a strange comedy. In lots of ways. It's full of music. It's a big, epic sort of rock show. It takes lots of influences from 1950s rock and roll and early soul and blues, but it puts it in a really contemporary context. There's a lot of David Bowie in there. There's a lot of Tom Waits in there and a lot of us in there. So it feels like a kind of a joyous celebration of something that's actually quite dark. It's like a big, epic, celebratory rock show at the end of the world.
And there is a very real resonance for today, I gather, in the message of the show.
Absolutely. I started making this show about 5 years ago, and it was meant to be a satire about how things could be. And now whenever people come and see it, they ask me how I feel about the fact that we've got there. The show, Songs for the End of the World, is set in a walled-off community called Ashley Coombe in a sort of a parallel universe of England called New Albion. It's very narrow-minded, it's very inward-looking, they're afraid of the other, they close themselves in, they wall themselves up, and they are controlled, brainwashed into being sort of sheep, really, the residents of Ashley Coombe, apart from a few people that survive. And it feels very similar, in my eyes, to a potential post-Brexit Britain and what we have to fight for.
There are influences as well from science fiction writer Philip K. Dick, who was a remarkable visionary when you consider when he was writing and some of the things that he's written about and how we're actually seeing his dystopian visions coming true.
Well, I think that that's kind of science fiction does that. Good science fiction holds up a mirror to the world, and it often just imagines how something will be if it, in a few years' time, or if it was just distorted somehow. You know, even people like Charlie Brooker doing Black Mirror, you look at it, and the thing that's harrowing is that it's a mirror to now. That's what Philip K. Dick was doing, I believe, even in the 1960s and 70s when he was writing. He wasn't just writing about what it could be, he was writing about how he really saw things.
The show does sound rather extravagant and spectacular. So you've got live music and performance. It's going to be taken to. It's the Theatre Royal. It sounds like it's going to be quite a massive show for that venue.
It's quite epic. It's also really silly and really stupid. It kind of sits between kind of an epic, massive, emotional thing and just absolute stupidity. And I'm sort of quite excited by that.
And what would you want your audience to take away from this? Obviously, to be entertained.
Well, I hope that they will think about the world around them. They'll come out feeling changed somehow. I hope we make them laugh and we make them cry. I hope they think about what our world could be and how we could change it for the better.
And you're bringing the show to the Brighton Festival. What kind of response have you had from audiences elsewhere where you performed it?
Well, people love it. People really love the show. It's really accessible. It's eccentric, it's unusual, but it's accessible. It appeals to a really broad group of people. But it especially appeals to geeks and comic book fans. There's loads of references in there from really nerdy things because I'm basically a massive nerd. So there's a few references that just some people go, oh my God, I can't believe they use it. And I'm not even going to say what they are because it'll be a treat for people to find.
Brilliant. And I gather one of your cast members has had a bit of good news.
Yes, well, there's a fair amount of projection in the show. And one of those elements of projection is a film a film from my character, Jim Walters' brother, Francis Walters, who is basically the chief executive of everything. And that's played by an actor called Adil Akhtar, who just won the leading actor. Well, he just won a massive BAFTA, basically, for lead actor in Murdered by My Father. And I think he's in total shock, but it's well-deserved because he's fantastic.
Well, congratulations
to him.
So you
see a cameo of...
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and there's a nice connection with Kate Tempest, actually, because he also stars in her video for The Beigeness, so I imagine she's really pleased for him as well.
So you're just performing for one night during the Brighton Festival. Any plans to bring this back to Brighton if it goes down well?
We'd love to, yeah, absolutely. And there's some more shows afoot at the moment. I'm starting to make a show about time travel, which is sending me slightly insane because time travel is terrifying and very likely.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.